At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time to tee off with Danny and Dusty.
I had 5 birdie chances, and I didn't sink a single one.
Wait, you had 5 birdie opportunities and shot 100?
Mm-hmm.
And you're claiming at only one blow-up hole?
Mm-hmm.
Would you shoot a 50 on that hole?
It's PGA Championship Week with Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Danny and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Good afternoon!
Oh,
Hey, welcome in. Happy Monday. It is Draft Lottery Monday.
Let's go!
Which is exciting. And if you watched the Great Notion Brewing pregame, I have promised that I will simulate the lottery one time in every segment. I have simulated the lottery. And the Blazers did not move. They remain at 10th. Boy, nobody jumped up, dramatically, in the lottery odds. Your top four in our very first one, Washington 1, Charlotte 2, Utah dropped 2 spots down to 3rd, Brooklyn up 2 spots to 4th, with New Orleans and Philadelphia rounding out the top 6. Blazers sit at 10th. Well, that's what we should expect throughout the day. But
probably.
You know what? We got chances today.
We do.
And
you can get a Blazers horoscope. And some history being on their side.
Well, the Blazers only have 3.7% chance of getting the number one overall pick and a 16.9% chance of getting into the top four.
Nice.
I don't think 16.9 is one of those nice numbers. That's somebody watching in the closet.
6.9.
There's
a one over there somewhere.
I don't know. But the Blazers have a chance today, and you are bringing all the mojo. You're wearing your Blazers hat. You're wearing your Clyde Drexler jersey.
I am.
You're ready for it.
I am. I don't normally don such apparel, but I do have a lot of it. Do have a lot of it.
Why then?
I mean, ever since I started covering the team, it just feels weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
It does feel weird.
Yeah.
Now, they did encourage us to wear, like, Blazers-adjacent gear at NBC.
Oh.
Doing that
okay.
show.
Okay, I was and, like, what? Games?
No. This is doing TV. And shout out to the Blazers. Every year they sent us a box full of stuff.
Well, that's great.
Got some cool swag out of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I debated. I asked the wife which jersey to wear today.
Oh.
I was going to go with a Brandon Roy jersey because he was obviously the representative when they won the lottery with Greg Oden.
Yeah,
he was also when the Blazers moved up for Scoot. So some good mojo there, but he's already had 1 and 3, and I'm like, well, that leaves 2 and 4. And then I was like, well, I could wear LaMarcus, but I was like, maybe we want to wait till LaMarcus comes back into the fold.
Okay.
And then I was going to go Dame, but I was like, Nah, it's still too close.
Well, you do have a lot of jerseys. Oh, I've got, you almost got a whole starting five there.
Oh, I've got probably 30.
30 Blazers jerseys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blazers jerseys.
Yeah, over the years. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's something.
When are you going to bust out that Bobby Gross?
Ooh. Don't have that, but I do have a TP. I have two number 30s. I've got a TP and a Sheed.
Okay.
CTC. Yeah, I've got an OG champion Brian Grant jersey.
Oh, nice.
I'm not fitting into that anytime soon.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of it either. I've got a couple All-Star game jerseys. I've got the really ugly gold back Brandon Roy All-Star jersey.
Well, let's face it, a lot of those All-Star jerseys are really ugly.
I think that's New Orleans. Yeah. That's why it had that look to it. I think it's got the Florida Lee thing on the back.
Gross.
Just go back to having the guys wear their team's jerseys. Yeah, and just do the homes and
I
aways.
Think that looks so much better, but then they can't sell more.
No, San Antonio and Phoenix had great All-Star jerseys.
Oh, yeah, the cartoony ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, those were great. But basically, I had pretty much everyone on the 2014 team, the 2007-8 team, the late 90s teams, pretty much everyone's jerseys there. And then a couple of odds and ends. There's a Rudy in there. There's a Sergio in there.
Robert Pack.
Yeah, I don't have any of those.
maybe an Ennis Watley.
Tracy Murray.
Danny Young.
I think still a Walt Williams in there.
You have a Ruben Boumchier jersey.
I loved the Wizard in the high socks.
Yeah.
Mm. That was my jam. Yeah. That's actually what got me wearing high socks.
All right.
Playing basketball.
Walt Williams did?
Yeah, he was rocking the high socks. Knee-high socks.
How old were you when you were doing that?
Oh, 15.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't like Keith Van Horn, who was in the mid-90s there?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
All right.
I just saw it, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to start doing that.
Walt Williams. Yes. Okay.
Had a cool nickname? The Wizard?
The Wizard is a great nickname.
It's a great nickname.
I mean, that's
especially with the alliteration.
Yeah, the Wizard Walt Williams. Yeah, Wizard Walt Williams.
Yeah,
nobody beats the Wiz.
Yeah, see? Mm-mm. It's a nice little jam. Mm. And then I have God knows how many baseball jerseys, and they're all kind of away from everything else just because they aren't worn as frequently. My wife was like, why don't you start wearing these? So I'm a midlife crisis guy, so I'm going to start cycling through some baseball jerseys through the summer.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a lot of jerseys.
I do. I have a lot of jerseys.
And basketball jerseys are like the hardest to wear publicly.
I have two, and neither of them are basketball. Huh. I got Ricky Henderson on the A's and a Mark Brunell jersey.
Ooh.
Jaguars.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you are a resident Jags fan.
And in the next couple weeks, I'll have another one in my collection. Ashton Jeanty.
Oh yeah,
I did order that. It just hasn't been printed yet because I think he chose his number. I think he chose two.
I think I saw two.
Yeah,
yeah.
So not one,
two,
deuce.
Good number.
Yeah, it is
great number. All right, and that's talking jerseys.
Yeah,
you have a Sabas jersey.
I do.
I have a guy from the Goodwill in Ashland.
I've been trying to track down the OG Lithuanian throwback.
Oh.
That's actually one of those ones that I do. I do like
Golden Goose of jerseys.
I do like throwbacks. Like the one that I have on right now is a Mitchell and Ness Drexler one. Any of the hardwood classic throwbacks, those are definitely my jam.
Yeah.
But I also bought one of the I haven't bought a lot of the more recent ones. I did get the throwback alternate Rip City one. That's the almost cream colored. I really dug that one. It was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
It was like, oh, this is nice. I like this.
Yeah, I don't wear jerseys. I don't have very many of them.
No, I've got a lot.
Yeah. They're expensive, too.
They are. They're very expensive.
Yeah.
And then I've got, the actual, game-worn ones that are all framed up and stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't know what to make of you having 30 Trailblazers jerseys.
It's a lot over the years, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know the last time I wore a jersey. Actually, I do, to the World Series, 2017.
There you go.
It's the last time I put a jersey on, because I bought it at the stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you go to something like that, yeah.
Josh Reddick jersey.
Okay.
Astros.
There you go.
World Series patch on it.
I remember the whole deal, buying the Jeanty jersey is the first time I'm excited about a Raiders player in 25 years.
So you buy a jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. See, and that's, I wish I had that in me. I just don't.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm not going to wear that. Why am I going to? That's the thought that goes through my head. You get excited about Drake May and you're like, yeah. And then you're like, I'm not going to wear that.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'll probably only wear it a couple times, but when I do, I'll like it.
Yeah.
Go to the barbecue sometime, throw on the Genty jersey.
Here's a text on the fan text line. You have more basketball jerseys than 99% of the listeners own shirts.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's a lot. Where do you keep them?
So we've got like an extension into the laundry room, and there's a...
I mean, you just could have said like a cabinet that we have.
No, it's like a full-on rolling rack.
Okay.
My wife, years ago, used to run a Nordstrom's, and we have rolling racks in the house, and there's one out there that is full of jerseys.
I prefer the Rolling Rock myself.
There you go.
Ew. Hey. Do you really?
Oh, that's a great beer. Good old Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
Not a Rolling Rock fan.
On a nice warm day.
Yeah, no. I'm good. No. Rolling Rock. It's got... That beer goes bad fast. In the green bottle.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta
drink it fast.
It can go...
I think the green bottle actually is supposed to be not like great in terms of the preservation of the product inside.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I think both green bottles and I think clear bottles as well.
Yeah, that's why they stay dark.
Yeah, that's why you have like Budweiser and Michelob and Coors all in the dark and red stripe. Hooray, beer! Are all in the brown bottles.
And that's why Corona can go stinky sometimes.
Yeah, the sea. Mm-hmm. Yes, it can. It can.
But I will argue.
Yeah.
That there is no better summer beer than a fresh, good Corona with a lime. It is so good when it's hot outside.
I can't stand Corona.
Oh, God, I love it.
Give me a Pacifico. Give me a Dos Equis. Give me a Negra Modelo.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I'm power ranking my Mexican lagers, I'm with Rust. But to your point, yes.
Look, I am not anti-Pacifico at all. And Modelo is only a nighttime beer for me.
Yeah.
That's a summer nighttime beer.
Yeah.
But if you're out on the river, feet in the sands kind of deal, oh, man, Corona with a lime just hits like a son of a bee.
The lime originally had nothing to do with flavoring the beer either. It was to disinfect the mouth of the bottle because the bottleries were so dirty.
I mean, it's...
Get out of town.
Yeah.
No, I will not. I'm going to stay right here in this chair.
Look at that's knowledge right
you
there.
You been to Ensenada?
Yes, I have. A couple times.
Yep.
You got Sol, Corona, and Pacifico.
Sol's not bad. Underrated.
All right there.
Yeah.
They've all got just bottleries, distilleries, breweries, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Distribution hubs.
Yes.
Talking beer.
That is talking beer. We got a lot that we need to get to today. Hopefully it is lottery day.
Hopefully you're popping tops tonight. In celebration.
Yeah, hopefully we are.
Yeah.
About 4:10, 4:15.
Yeah, I've got a whole butt home.
They've got the lottery show starts at 4.
Yep.
And then we have a basketball game because they are playing basketball tonight, and it's playoff basketball.
It is.
That starts at 4:30, Knicks Celtics. So they're gonna have to get through it quickly, which I do like, but we all know. First segment's going to be introducing everybody, setting the table, blah. First segment's going to be, who's going to get the number one pick? They're going to try to convince us that maybe it's not just Cooper Flagg that could go number one. And then we'll get to introducing all the people, and then that third seggy there in that 30-minute show, we're going to get the lottery, and then we're going to get the interview with whoever won.
You're going to get
how it's going to go.
You're going to get through, I think they go to 5.
Yeah.
And then they break for the top 4.
Most memorable lottery night, Mallory Edens.
Oh.
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that lottery? That would be the Bucks co-owner who was linked to Aaron Rodgers at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody was like, wait a minute.
Who is that?
Who sent the Isla Fisher clone to the NBA draft lottery? And I remember on that show, I was producing Primetime at the time, and she popped up, and I went to twitter.com to see kind of if she was on there. And she had like 500 followers. By the end of that show,
100,000.
No, it was like a 500,000.
Oh, geez.
Like she just went, it was just like skyrocket.
Pays to be hot.
Yeah.
Super helpful.
Yeah.
Don't I know it?
Who is this person?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there we go. Yeah. All right. Ton to get to today. We got the NBA draft lottery. We have the NBA playoffs getting all drunk over the weekend. Giannis is officially, unofficially saying, I'm open to potential moves. And then we got some NFL and college football newsies, notesy nuggies all over the place, including one place, and Jeff Ross pointed this out to me, one place has quite the expectation for Jackson Dart. And I'm not sure what to think of this. But where we got to start this bad boy off, the lottery is tonight. The Blazers have the 10th best odds to land the number one overall selection. What does it all mean? Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, time to run the simulation for segment number two. Washington has won the lottery again. Oh, boy. The Blazers stay at 10. We are running the draft lottery simulator every single segment of this show.
You're just getting it out of the way.
2 for 2. The Blazers have not moved once. Utah down to second. You know, Utah's never won the lottery before.
No, they're one of 6 teams that have never won the lottery.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Utah, Denver, Indiana.
Yeah, makes sense.
Charlotte?
Miami.
I'm missing one. I can't remember.
Memphis,
yes, because they infamously, the Jerry West, are you kidding me? Look on his face when they did not win the LeBron James sweepstakes.
Huh.
By far the best lottery day reaction. You see Jerry West's soul leave his body.
Where did they draft Big Country Bryant Reeves? Remember Big Country?
I think he was 4? 6.
Sixth, yeah. Overall, Big Country.
Yeah. That's right. They were prohibited from picking top 4 in the expansion. Them and the Raptors.
See, why do they do that?
You can't come right in and get that.
Why? I mean, you're in the lottery.
It's going to be interesting to see what they do when they expand the NBA again, what rules they impose and what...
You want to cut down on tanking? How about those new teams are in the lottery too? Oof. And they're guaranteed one of them 14% slots.
Well, not only that, you know that they're going to be bad for the next couple of years. That's why.
Yeah. All right. What do we got here? Let's unpack the NBA draft lottery. We've talked about this at length as the Blazers season was winding down. We do know they are 10th best odds to win the draft lottery, which means a 3.7% chance of getting that number one overall pick. The top four teams have a 14% chance. The fourth team has a 12.5% chance to win the draft lottery. To get into the top four, the Blazers have a 16.9% chance to make that big leap.
Indeed. They have a 63% chance to stay at 10, an 18.5% chance to fall back to 11, a 1.2% chance at 12, and then a non-zero, like less than 0.1 at 13 and 14.
So they, if for those listening at home or in your car or at work, they have better chances to move back than they do to move into the top four.
You have roughly an 81 or 82% chance of 10, 11, and then the remaining odds are basically the top four.
We need the gods to be smiling down on Portland.
You have a 4 and 5, if you want to do the simple math, you have a 4 and 5 chance of staying where you are or falling back one spot, or a 1 and 5 chance of moving up.
All right. And look, this draft is loaded, especially the top 5 to 6 prospects have been Harold is very good. Here's the deal with the Blazers. They can only get 1 through 4 of those. They do not have a chance to move up to
5 through 9.
It's either 10, 11, 12, or 1 through 4. That's it.
Or 13, 14. If
everybody jumps them,
if everybody jumps them,
then the fix is in.
Yeah, that'd be pretty bad.
That would be brutal. 11 or 12. I mean, there's like a 0.1% chance that they go to 14.
13 or 14, yeah. And they have a 1% chance at 12.
Nah, bro. So. But this all comes down to Cooper Flagg, Dylan Harper. Those are the two prizes of this draft
class. There's a tier 0 with Cooper, and then there's a tier 1 with Dylan. And then you're probably looking at tier 2, but guys that could very easily pop.
Ace Bailey, VJ Edgecombe, Trey Johnson.
Colin Knipple.
The Knipple slip, that didn't happen because apparently that NCAA tournament made people very excited about Colin Knipple.
I know some teams that have him in the top 5.
And then you got guys like Jeremiah Fears, who's been discussed.
Skyrocketing.
As a guy who people had their eye on him, and is like, as the season got over, Fears is now really vaulting up draft boards. Oklahoma point guard.
Edgecombe, Fears, and Kasparis Jakaciunas all have very big supporters. Now, it depends on who you talk to about where they believe those guys are. And there's a few Trey Johnson believers out there. And I'll just say this now. Ace Bailey, it's going to be very interesting to see what his measurements come in at, because so many people have been calling him 6'10", 6'10", 6'10". When we came back from... Or I came back from Rutgers, Oregon. I told you, I'm like, he's not 6'10". I don't believe he's 6'10". I think he's probably closer to 6'8". And that does change the outlook for him. But also, just on the intel side, both him and Trey Johnson are guys that I think teams are a little leery of.
Oh.
So it's going to be very interesting over the next roughly 6 weeks to see how things go between workouts and interviews and everything else that comes out of it. Because not only do you do the draft lottery today, after today, the combine gets underway.
Yeah. And that in Chicago, that's a big day. By the way, friend of the program, Sean Hyken will be in the lottery room again this year.
He is in the room, in the sequestered room. And for those that are wondering, that room holds 14 media members and then 14 personnel, one from each team. And those people go in there, they got to empty their pockets, no electronic devices, nothing. They know what happens.
They do cavity searches.
Before you guys see the show. They are sequestered away. They are not allowed out, or they are not allowed contact until after the show is over.
Okay. And who is it, the Blazers executive?
Andre Patterson.
Yeah, Andre Assistant Patterson is in there. Tumani Kamara will be the representative on the stage for the Portland Trail Blazers. So that's neat.
Yeah.
I think of all the people that are going to be there, two's a guy that might be able to win a fight of those people. Zion will be there.
Hakeem.
Yeah. Old Hakeem may still be able to do it. God, he is fit. He looks good.
There's some. These are the reps they have.
All right.
The Nets have Jordy Fernandez. The Hornets are sending their coach, Charles Lee. The Bulls are sending their rookie, Matas Puzelis. The Mavs are sending their ambassador, Rolando Blackman.
Okay.
The Rockets, Hakeem. Pelicans, Zion. 76ers, their rookie, Jared McCain. The Blazers, obviously, Tumani. The Kings are sending Keon Ellis. The San Antonio Spurs are sending their head coach, Mitch Johnson. The Raptors, Masai Ujiri. The Utah Jazz are sending Ashley Smith, their co-owner. And Washington Wizards are sending their rookie, Bub Carrington.
Okay. I'm picking two in a fight. I think two's going to win. If it comes down to they have to fight for the first overall pick, I like two's chances in that. I like two.
Two and Zion are the only guys.
Zion. And then Olajuwon. He'll dream shake you. And then whop.
Still a very large man.
Yeah. So I think the odds are good if it comes down to a fight for the number one pick.
They just go full Joker and break the pool cue and go, whoever comes out gets the number one overall pick?
I'd be here for it.
Look,
based on the people that are there, I like our chances.
The Blazers are in great shape in the secluded room, too. Andre Patterson, huge dude.
Big guy.
You know, Andre's 6'7".
All right.
Very, very well built. Very well built man.
Well, hopefully the media members don't have to fight because I don't like Hikens' odds.
No.
Love Sean as a guy.
Yep.
Don't think he's going to be getting any fracases.
No.
There. All right. Well, there's a lot on the line. I mean, this could be,
it's honestly, a monumental day.
This will be fireworks in the streets if the Portland Trailblazers win the number one overall pick because it doesn't look good.
It's a franchise-defining moment for whoever gets a Cooper flag, to be honest.
All right. Worst case scenario?
Obviously falling back.
I have one. The worst case scenario for me isn't if the Blazers fall back. It really isn't. I would be like, you know what?
What, it's going up to four?
It is what it is. No, not even that one. That one wouldn't be great, but also at least you could package that with the trade.
Mm-hmm.
And I said this at the time. The part that would just absolutely rip my heart out is if the San Antonio Spurs or the Phoenix Suns, meaning
Rockets,
the Houston Rockets, because that pick's going to Houston, if either the Spurs or the Rockets jump up. Because at the All-Star break, when the Blazers made the decision to go for the play-in game, that was it. You definitely weren't going to catch the likes of Philadelphia and Brooklyn, who finished with 24 and 26 wins. There was a very unlikely chance you were going to be bad enough to catch the Toronto Raptors, which finished with 30 wins on the year. But there was that striking distance of if 8 or 9 end up winning the lottery, that to me is the worst case scenario. Because those two spots were in your sights.
That's fair. I would just absolutely hate to see the 76ers win the lottery.
Yeah.
That would make me sick.
Yeah, well, that would be good. It would not be good.
No.
If you think of it, like, how crazy would it be? Houston wins the lottery via Phoenix.
Yeah.
Oof. And they get Cooper Flagg. Boy.
Yeah.
That team gets scary.
Very quickly.
Very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And that leads us to, there could be several dominoes to fall.
Mm-hmm.
And today, Sham Sharanya, ESPN, said what, oh my gosh, the biggest breaking news of all time. What had already been leaked and we already knew from a distance. He's got an update on Giannis and there could be movement across the league. First is Rust with the SportsCenter update.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Time to hit the Tankathon Lottery Simulator. All right, if you have been following along, first two segments, Washington won both times, jumping the Utah Jazz. The first time we had three teams kind of shuffle and switch space spots. Washington moved up and leapfrogged Utah, which has the best odds because they won 17 games and were god-awful. The last time we hit the lottery simulator, Washington and Utah, the only two teams to move. Nobody else moved up or down. Time number three is, oh, look at that. The Toronto Raptors move up six spots to get the number one pick.
Gross.
The San Antonio Spurs move up six spots to get the number two pick, which could have been the Portland Trail Blazers. And then the Charlotte Hornets and New Orleans Pelicans go 3-4, with Utah and Washington dropping out of the lottery. The Philadelphia 76ers in this, because two teams jumped up, they lose their first round pick, which goes to Oklahoma City. Do we love to see that?
Yeah, not really, but...
And then Brooklyn falls out. That means the Portland Trailblazers still would have stayed at
10.
All right. So time number three, Toronto moves up. And by the way, two teams that move up into the top two, one of them definitely could have pulled the plug on and gotten to that spot that San Antonio was at 8. And if you squint, you probably could have gotten to Toronto, but that would have been really, really, really hard.
You cannot send the great white hope, Cooper Flagg, to Toronto.
Well,
can't do it.
It's close-ish to Maine.
Nah, I don't care.
All right. All right. We'll keep you updated on that. All right. There could be a lot of movement, though, pending the lottery odds today, because you think of where you land in the lottery, that changes how you're thinking. Teams become more aggressive and say a window is open. Houston, for example, if they own Phoenix's draft pick, if they jump up into that top four, boy, they're in
another asset for them.
Championship win now. We can use that to maybe send to, I don't know, Milwaukee, where Shams Charania had the report today that Giannis is looking and open to moving.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, the two-time NBA MVP, he has not made any firm decisions about his future, but sources tell me for the first time in his 12-year NBA career, he is open-minded about whether his best fit is in Milwaukee or playing elsewhere and exploring what those options outside of Milwaukee look like. Is it sensible for him to potentially leave? And I'm here in Chicago. This is the summit of Giannis Antetokounmpo. All 30 decision makers are descending upon this city now. Agents all in town. There's going to be plenty of natural, substantive conversations that are going to be taking place here. And we've known over the last several years, Giannis Antetokounmpo has been very open-minded about at least expressing that he is going to explore options, because his goal is to win a championship. He said it over the years that my goal, I only want to win and compete for rings. He said it on his brother Tanasi's podcast last month that if I don't retire, if I retire without winning a second championship, he's not going to be able to essentially sleep at night. And so that's his goal. What is that best long-term fit? And for the Bucks part, of course, they want to continue to build around Giannis Antetokounmpo, but they're going into an offseason where they have one first-round pick that they can trade 6 years from now. They don't necessarily have cap space. They have top-heavy salaries. And again, that $54 million contract on their books for next season with the Damian Lillard, whose season is in jeopardy next year with that Achilles tear. So Giannis, for the first time as a Milwaukee Buck, is open to exploring what it looks like potentially outside of Milwaukee.
Oh, all right. I chalked that one up to duh. Isn't that what we've all heard and what the reports were weeks ago?
Look, this is real quick. Just rack your brain. Anytime a player has been linked to possibly exploring their opportunities, have they not gone somewhere?
Largely, yeah. Largely, they do. So, I mean, remember, though, we've also had, well, he could be on the move, and he doesn't go that year, but he goes the next year.
I don't think Giannis is going to take his time.
Yeah.
I don't think it. This is step one of the 13-step playbook of setting the groundwork so John Horst can trade him. Because it has to get to the point where, even though you can't publicly demand a trade, you can't do that anymore, you get fined, all that kind of stuff, John Horst, like Joe Cronin, can't trade a franchise icon preemptively.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Well, Milwaukee doesn't have a first-round pick this year. That's going to Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
So they need assets, and they need them in a big way. And then
they only control one pick between now and 2031.
All of their future picks are really going to Portland.
Portland and New Orleans.
Yeah. So that is something to keep an eye on. And look, the lottery odds, this is where, once the draft order is set, teams start making moves, wheeling and dealing.
You understand kind of what it's going to be. And the conversations start at the trade deadline. They pick up here at the combine. And this is when the frameworks for deals start coming together. If you remember the Denny Avdia trade, I reported after the trade that the Blazers and Wizards got close on a deal for Denny at the trade deadline last year. Not the one we just had, but a calendar year ago. But because that Warriors pick that they had at the time had the potential to move up, it could have been worth more. And the Blazers, they made that trade before the draft, knowing at pick 14, there wasn't somebody there. They're like, oh, we're going to really miss out on that guy.
Yeah.
Based on their understanding, their intel, and their beliefs kind of going forward. So they make that trade. But it came about because of the framework that already was pre-existing. And that's what ends up happening here, is that these guys, all these executives are going to spend the rest of this week here in Chicago. And yeah, they're going to be watching these guys go through scrimmages, and they're going to see the measurements, and they're going to have their private meetings and interviews, and they're going to meet with agents, and all that stuff is going to happen. But they're also going to have, like, start like, hey, you interested in this? Yeah, okay, let's maybe kick that around a little bit more. And everybody returns back to where they are, and you start kind of putting loose frameworks together once you have a general understanding.
And that was part of the Drew Holiday trade.
Mm-hmm.
That Milwaukee, and by the way, it went New Orleans to Brooklyn via Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, it is all part of Milwaukee gave up their first round pick this year to acquire Drew Holiday, and it goes to
Because they gave up three firsts in that deal.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is, and look, this is where, once that draft order is set, if we just ran the draft lottery odds, if Brooklyn all of a sudden starts seeing themselves drop, like we just ran the lottery odds, they went from 6 all the way down to 8.
Mm-hmm.
This is where they got 4 first round picks this year. They could be sitting there going, all right, we're going to start wheeling, dealing. We want to move up and see if anybody up there is willing to say, hey, you get a couple more assets. You're not in that position to win right now. We want to get a couple good players. Not that Brooklyn really has much room to talk, but it's assets that you can start trading moving forward.
And again, we're talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo. Number one, you have to take a look at like what would Milwaukee prioritize in a rebuild. And there's a couple different paths here. One is getting your own picks back, which means looping either Portland or New Orleans into some transaction. Number two, do you want to see Giannis in the same conference? Probably not. So that cuts the East out of the equation. Now, if somebody from the East like pops up and Miami keeps pumping, well, they could maybe do it. No, they can't. The Miami Heat cannot trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo. They can't. Even if they gave up everything. I'm talking Hero, Bam, even then, I don't think Milwaukee's listening. That's not the package that you want for Giannis, because the pick capital is not going to be that great. So you're looking at the West, and that really boils it down to three teams. Oklahoma City, San Antonio, Houston. Those are probably the three teams that you're looking at right now. Now, could a dark horse contender come out of somewhere and offer up everything that's not nailed down, or actually everything? Sure. Could Orlando find their way to work themselves into this? Maybe. But I, from my discussions and my understanding of things right now, if he's going to ask out, he wants to go to a big market, and that limits it to really just Houston. Now, I don't think that the Bucks are going to do him dirty. I think they're going to, if they make a transaction, they're going to do the same thing the Blazers did with Dame.
Well, initially the reports were that he wanted to go to New York, right? He wanted to go to the big city. And boy, that'd be a one way to get all of your picks back from Brooklyn to get, well, they have zero picks in this draft, by the way. They have a, they've got a second, well, they got a second rounder from Detroit that they have in this draft.
Yeah, they have almost no capital, and they are tapped out financially for the Bucks. So,
but Brooklyn doesn't have anybody that they can really send on their roster.
No, I mean, you're talking back. Like Cam Johnson and Nick Claxton. Like, that's what I'm like, the whole idea, it's very much like, again, I love Dame, but like him wanting to go Miami, they never had the capital to do it.
Yeah.
Like, even if they went all in, I don't think, unless Bam was included.
I'll tell you what.
That defeats the purpose.
The turn of Miami fans on Tyler Hero has been something over the last week or so.
Well, yeah, when you have 4 points in a closeout game, that'll happen.
Yeah.
But Hero was very good this year. He was.
He was. He was good.
Yeah, he was very good. But the idea that Pat Riley's press conference on Friday didn't have the fire and brimstone. Pat's lost the fastball. Kind of disappointed.
Well, I mean, what are you going to say at this point?
He did say changes are coming. So, but
okay.
We'll see it.
All right. 503-864-6326. That is the fan text line. The NBA draft lottery coming up. It is currently, we have 3 hours, 12 minutes, and 17 seconds until the NBA draft lottery pops off. Coming up next, we will pivot briefly from the NBA in the draft lottery to something that popped up over the weekend that raised an eyebrow and got a little bit of attention. Danny and Dusty on the Fan. The NBA draft lottery is tonight, 3 hours and change away. We are simulating every single segment, the draft lottery simulator on Tankathon. Washington has won twice, Toronto's won once so far, and oh, dear Lord, the Spurs won this time.
Dun, 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 dun.
That would be my worst case scenario because Spurs were 34-48 on the season. The Blazers finished 36-46, finishing just in front of Portland. That was an attainable record right there. San Antonio moving on up. After that, dude, Utah has dropped in almost every single one. Well, they have dropped in every single one, but
good.
Significantly, because in this one, San Antonio's 1, Washington 2, Philly 3, Toronto 4, and then Utah drops 4 spots all the way down
to 5th.
That's the
furthest they can fall.
Yeah. That is, boy, oh boy, oh boy.
That's a Pistons-esque fall.
Yeah. Blazers, stay at 10 here. Mm. Nobody jumps them. No movement. They have stayed 10th.
Mm. We're getting all the bad ones out of the way.
All 4 times. Mm. I guess. Come on, basketball gods.
Yeah, you're getting all the bad ones out of the way.
Come on.
I will say, the first time I ever ran Tankathon on Rip City Wrap-Up during the season, number 1.
Oh, all right.
So there you go.
Well, that's good.
Positive sign.
Yeah, only 3.7% chance of getting that number 1 pick, so cross your fingers.
Mm. I don't like your attitude right now.
Well, what do you want me to have a positive attitude about this? 3.7% chances?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just being realistic here. Mm. Just being realistic.
That's my job.
All right. You?
Yeah. Come on now. Glass half empty all the time, except for on lottery day.
All right. Jeff Rust passed this one along. This is an interesting little note here because NFL rookie camps have been going on. A lot of the talk and conversation. Nobody is still talking about Cam Ward and what's going on with the Tennessee Titans. He's the number 1 overall pick.
Best possible position for him.
And everybody seems to be caught up on who's taking the reps where at Cleveland Browns rookie
Shadour,
camp.
Shadour, baby.
And what Dylan Gabriel is saying. Did you see the media member after Gabriel got done with his press conference?
No.
So Dylan Gabriel's up on the podium. He's sitting there and he's talking, and there's a bunch of recorders laying on the podium in front of him. He finishes up, says thanks, leaves. This guy steps up, and you can see him. The camera's still rolling, and he goes to grab his recorder, and he mouths, "I'm taller than him." It's like, well, yeah, what didn't you guys get about? He's not tall.
Did you guys not look at the scouting report? Like,
duh,
yeah,
buddy.
That's the thing. That's why he fell, is because he's very small.
He's not tall. But there's this metric called the Star Predictor Score, mm-hmm. SPS. And they have rolled this out since 2003.
Mm. So 22 plus years of data.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of data.
Yeah, that, when you're talking about the NFL, when you have so many picks and so many positions and so many players, it's pretty good.
And I still can't really find out what their formula is.
Proprietary.
Yeah, yeah, proprietary. That's proprietary, Sean. Sean Hyken in the room tonight for the lottery. But this is a list of their top 10 quarterbacks all time in SPS, going back to 2003. Coming in at number 10 is Drew Brees.
Mm.
Yeah. Number 9, Josh Allen.
Okay.
Number 8, Kyler Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, horrible human being, Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Number 4, Ben Roethlisberger.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
Number 2, Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
These are all really good.
Yeah.
And by the way, Lamar and Jalen Hurts both getting 99s.
Mm.
The only quarterback since 2003 for the Star Predictor Score is Jackson Dart of the New York Football Giants.
Interesting. Do we know what feeds into this formula? I know we don't know the formula, but do we have any indicators of what feeds into it?
No, whether or not they're going to be a star.
Yeah, because the outlier there to me is very clear. It's Kyler. Everybody else on this list has an athletic or size attribute that is on the outside looking in.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Kyler Murray, just efficient and good.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying...
Yeah, but I don't know what...
You're talking about Lamar Jackson's athleticism is through the roof. Cam Newton's a monster.
Yeah.
Roethlisberger's a monster. Josh mm-hmm. Allen's a monster. And you talk about the prolificness of guys like Kyler, like Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody in here, like, Kyler's the only one who is both diminutive with the production. Everybody else, like, Drew was small, but not that small.
Yeah.
But was quite prolific. But everybody else in this list is either a freak of freaks, like Mahomes' college numbers were bonkers, or they're just absolutely massive humans.
Kyler Murray's numbers were bonkers,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he put up funny numbers. But if you look at it...
Dart does look like a guy built in a quarterback lab.
Yeah, he does.
He's huge. He has a giant arm.
He's a handsome man.
He is.
What?
He's a handsome man. He gets it from his mom.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
Mom's a smoke show. She did well in the draft.
If you were wondering, this draft class, Dart was number one, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Milroe, number 2. Cam Ward, 3. Shedeur Sanders, 4. Seth Hennigan out of Memphis, 5. Mm-hmm. Riley Leonard, 6. Will Howard, 7. Dylan Gabriel, 8. And it wasn't, like they say, the difference between Jackson Dart and Jalen Milroe was a mile between those two. Mm. So, they're the only other player to score 100. This should make you happy. Ashton Gentry.
Hey.
Yep. In this draft class, they are far and away the two best players in this year's draft class. But then you take like that SPS ranking mm-hmm. of Dart, and you take into consideration what they're saying about him at Giants rookie camps.
Mm-hmm.
Dude is dotting guys up left and right. Apparently, he has been wildly impressive with New York through the mini camp.
They're setting the groundwork to start him day one.
Well, I don't think there's much groundwork that needs to be set. I mean, do you really need to set the groundwork when you're like, hey, we either start the rookie or
Russ.
Russ and Jameis.
Russell Wilson getting Russell Wilsoned would be pretty poetic.
You bring in the hired gun, and then all of a sudden it's like, no.
You get into camp and you go, yeah, no, Matt Flynn, take a seat.
Yeah. They're hyped up about Jackson Dart in New York, and SPS, the star I chuckle at just even the name of it. The star predictor score has him number one, and it's not even close. But when I looked at it, the only part that really pops out to me is how many of these guys, their top 10 are all really damn good. There's nobody in there that is like a bump. Even Kyler Murray,
he's good.
A starting level quarterback in the NFL.
Yes.
He's just not the number one
with a bullet.
But that's the thing about Jackson Dart. He is 1/25. He's a 25th pick. Mm-hmm. He was their second pick in the first round. Like,
if he ends up being a dude, an above average starter, it is a home run of home runs. And what Joe Shane said, we played the clip on Friday of them doing the deal. If this works out like we think it's going to, no one's going to give a damn about a third round pick.
Nope.
Because they gave up the extra third next year.
Yep. And Jackson Dart could be that guy.
Mm-hmm. When your job's on the line, that's what you do.
And then everybody's going to be like, well, what was Lane Kiffin's problem? He had that quarterback, and they still couldn't even make the playoffs.
Well, I'd say Ole Miss was pretty damn good.
They were really damn good.
They also lost the number one running back in the country in the transfer portal to Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Quinshon Judkins. Pretty good. All right. Let's get to the NBA playoffs. They play off so hard over the weekend. There's a lot.
Up, down, everywhere in between.
Golly.
Some of the worst basketball I've ever seen in my life. In the Denver OKC series.
Oh, I was like, wait, which series do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about the 80-39 first half score
of
Indiana Cleveland or the OKC Denver series? Just as that's it. Just the series.
Yeah,
because just the series itself.
That's weird. Boston making threes.
Well, finally
on the board.
Finally holding on to a 20-point lead.
The Timberwolves barely eking by this Curry-less Warriors.
Yeah.
I mean,
we got a lot that we got to get to.
There's a lot.
And there's basketball today, too. Can the Celtics even up the series in Madison Square Garden? Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.